We welcome a very good welcome for the people who are our neighbours from the parish church. We say very good welcome to you. And the same for you from Bethlehem. We give you, from Bethesda, we say to you a very warm welcome as well. And if there are any visitors that's just popped in, you are most welcome. So we say to you this morning, to Kirsty, the Reverend Kirsty and Reverend Peter, we say thank you so much for you doing this service for us this morning, because it is special. So thank you for this Palm Sunday morning. We just say thank you very much for this service. The circuit would like to say a great thank you to all who came and helped yesterday for their meeting here. Thank you for your hard work. And now I'll just hand over to Peter and say thank you, Peter.
Good morning, everyone. And it's a joy to welcome you all here today on this Palm Sunday, travelling, processing from different homes, representing different families today, just as on that first Palm Sunday, the families gathered, they mixed and they mingled, and they came into Jerusalem for Passover. And some in the crowd saw Jesus and recognized Jesus and welcomed him, as we recognize Jesus and welcome him today. So it's good to be joining together. Now, just to ask, to begin with, as we always ask, are there any birthdays today or this Holy Week? If you'd like to say whether you have a birthday, and then we'll sing happy birthday to you. Are there any birthdays this week? Some pointing. Margaret's. Okay. And the words are on the screen there, with "May God's love go with you."
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you.
During Lent, we have been preparing ourselves for this Holy Week and Easter. On Palm Sunday, we remember how our Lord entered the city of Jerusalem to complete his work as Saviour. Words of Psalm 118 that lead us into our first song. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The words of our songs are on the screen, and please feel free to stand or sit as you are comfortable. So let us join in making way for our Lord, his humble, triumphal entrance. Let's draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Living and loving God, with your whole church family, we crowd your gates on this Palm Sunday morning. We thank you for welcoming us, whatever our age, and we thank you that infants and babies and children lead us on this day. Out of their mouths, you have brought forth praise. And we join the chorus of welcome today. Like those crowds that lined the streets as you entered Jerusalem. Some of us gather here full of enthusiasm and joy. Some of us gather here tired and weary, needing a Sabbath rest. Some of us have come out of curiosity or habit. Yet it is just here, O God, where you meet us and greet us. On the dusty road of our life, your footprints cross ours. Behind us and before us, you tread the path, you lead the way. You bow low, you lift us up, and you surprise us with your love and grace. You say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." So, Lord, as you make way towards us this Holy Week, we make way for you and ask that you will overcome any obstacle of sin or doubt, guilt or worry, and you will come past us now. You are passing by. You carry our burdens and our sins on the cross. And we remember your passion, your suffering love today. So, Lord, forgive us the wrongs we have done to others, to ourselves, and to you. Grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. We ask this prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord and living Saviour. Amen. Our Old Testament reading speaks of God's suffering servant, and the humiliation suffered foreshadows the passion of our Lord Jesus. Heather is going to read to us.
This is from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. A servant's obedience. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting, because the Sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Heather. And now our friends from St. Mary's are going to bring a dramatised reading of The Passion of the Lord. Thank you.
So this reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, and it is the end of Jesus' life and that journey into Jerusalem. It's quite a long reading, so we thought we would do it this way so that it's not all one voice. So this is the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king."
Then Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You say so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man."
But they were insistent and said,
"He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he began, even to this place."
When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at the time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him."
Then they all shouted out together,
Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us!"
This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting,
Crucify him!
A third time he said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him."
But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who'd been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid a cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they began to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others also who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying,
"He saved others, let him save himself. He is the Messiah of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
"Are you not the Messiah? Save yourselves and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying,
Do not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong."
Then Jesus said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
And he replied,
"Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said,
"Certainly, this man was innocent."
And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. This is the Passion of Christ.
After our next hymn, Reverend Kirsty is going to bring our sermon, the word of the Lord, to us today. Our song is Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, and this will be...
It's Palm Sunday today, and it's lovely to be here and all be gathered as one body. And today, we're all going to go home with one of these, with a palm cross. And I urge you to be bold with your palm cross, to place it prominently in a window, at your front door, in your car, perhaps in your porch, because we need to let these crosses be an outward and visible sign that all of us gathered here today are today's disciples following the way of the cross. We know this part of Scripture well, how Jesus enters Jerusalem, cheered on by the crowds who were all delighted to see him. They place palm branches, and thank you, Gordon, for chopping these down for us. And they even put their coats on the floor ahead of him, rather like laying out a red carpet, as it were. But the Pharisees in the crowds were getting worried with all the noise that it might annoy the authorities, the Romans, and they didn't want more trouble. So the Pharisees tell Jesus, tell your people to stop making this noise, to stop making wild claims and acting in this way. And Jesus replies to them, listen, if they were silent, the very rocks would start to shout. Well, we all know that rocks don't shout. Certainly on the beaches, as the waves come washing in and out, you can sometimes hear them all clacking on each other, and it's a beautiful sound. But I want these to be our rocks. I would like you to put your palm cross somewhere visible, so that we are continuing what Jesus said those rocks would do. We might not be shouting out, but this is an outward and visible sign about what we are shouting about, that Jesus is good news. As it said in our reading and in that Psalm 118, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. And our palm crosses can do that for us. They can speak those words by being that visible sign. So we begin our Holy Week today on Palm Sunday with that whole Passion narrative, the story of the end of Jesus' life, his journey to Jerusalem, his crucifixion, followed by the darkness of death, that is Good Friday. But we know the end of the story, and we know that this means there's more to come. Because whilst we know that this journey has come to an end temporarily on Good Friday, death doesn't have the last word, and death can't silence. Because Jesus' words live on in us through Scripture and the work of the Holy Spirit. And even on those days where we have no words, when words fail us because things do feel overwhelming and dark, our very souls can commune with God. So, your jobs for today. Take this home and put it somewhere prominent. Let it shout out. And the next time you're walking on the beach, on one of our beautiful coves or beaches, and you're walking on those stones and pebbles, or perhaps you're walking up a cobbled street. I know in Durham Cathedral, walking up the cobbled streets to the cathedral, those stones literally did shout out. But the next time you're on those stones, remember that we can stand firm in the knowledge that Jesus, who died on the cross for us, is the God of all creation. stones and palm crosses included, give glory to God in the highest heaven. Amen.
Let us join together in our prayers for others. Let us pray. Christ our Saviour, born for us, bring healing and peace to all people. Christ, tested in the wilderness, give courage to those who are tempted. Christ, who comforted and healed, bring wholeness to all who are broken. Christ, who wept over Jerusalem, bring peace to the nations as Prince of Peace. Christ, who hung in agony on the cross, bring strength to those who suffer. Christ, who died to save us, give peace to all who face death. Christ, raised from the tomb, bring light and life to all the world. Christ, present among your disciples, unite all your people in love. We ask these prayers through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we join now in saying together the traditional version of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We thank you, Wilma, for leading our prayers. And now we present our offerings to the Lord. So I ask that our gifts be please brought forward. Please stand as you are able. Let us pray. O Lord, you offered to us yourself as a servant, giving to us everything you had, even your life. Accept now that which we offer in your service, gifts and lives. Lord, bless the work of our hands and our hearts, that they may be fruitful in the work of your kingdom. We ask this in your name. Amen. And Lord, we pray our prayer over the palm crosses. May these palm crosses be for us a sign of Christ's suffering and victory. May we who carry them ever hail him as King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. With all the faithful, may we enter the New Jerusalem in triumph through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, and we will remain seated as we sing our communion hymn, There is a Green Hill Far Away. Kirsty and I are going to share together the great prayer of thanksgiving at the Lord's table. And the words will be there on the screen with the responses in yellow. and we'll remain seated as we pray.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Blessing and praise belong to you, gracious and eternal God. Through your living word, you created all things, the majesty of the heavens and the glory of the earth. In your wisdom and goodness, you have made all people in your image and likeness. Therefore, with saints and angels, and with all creation, we lift up our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
That in the fullness of time you gave your only Son to share our human nature and to be tempted in every way, as we are, yet without sin, to set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem and to be lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw all creation to himself.
When the hour of his glory came, and loving his own to the end, he sat with them at supper, took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Dying, you destroyed our death.
Rising, you destroyed our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
In obedience to his command, we recall his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and we look for his coming in glory. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. In union with Christ's offering for us, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice. Unite us in love and peace with all your people, until with the whole company of heaven we are brought into the presence of your eternal glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, and in him,
in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
Christ is the bread of life. The cup we take is the sharing of the blood of Christ. Christ is the true vine.
Pray together, saying,
Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace.
We continue as we say together,
Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy, and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, But it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may live in him, and he in us. Amen.
Going to ask Ali to come forward. We are blessed. Prayer of thanksgiving after communion will now be on the screen. We join in saying together, Gracious God, we thank you that you have nourished us with the bread of life and with the cup of salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praises
live in your glory, and we who have known the greatness of your love see you face to face in your kingdom.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we go forward together into this Holy Week. Our closing hymn, after which there will be another song for us to sing as we are seated afterwards, You Are the King of Glory, and then we will go to the church hall for refreshments. And if we don't see you Good Friday or Easter Day, then we wish you all a very happy and blessed Easter from us both.
Yeah, and can I just add, because I've always got something to add. One thing that I always tell parents when they bring their children for baptism and the godparents is that it's a godparent's duty to keep God alive. So if you've got godchildren, take extra crosses and pop one in the post to them, and then they can put it in their window.
Thank you, Kirsty. So as we sing, you may wish to hold your cross high as we sing, ride on in majesty. Who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, make us perfect, confirming and strengthening us, and to him be the power for ever and ever. Amen.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us now and always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, Amen.
Please be seated.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the